the strength to tear a mountain down. With a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah!
Young Dixie and proud.
And as he grew up, and learned his ABC, he found out very soon he was destined to be young, gifted and proud. With a chance to change the world around. With a beat so fresh and clear, a chance for
Gabi Sinyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will do a review of an event that took place last Thursday in the Filipino American community, along with a preview of a community event that is coming next Saturday, as well with some music that is inspired by Filipino Americans who have been nominated and have won Grammys, since the Grammy Awards are on tonight as we are live on the air. And hopefully we do have some time for some news as well. But last week, the Filipino American National News was in attendance for the screening of the film by director Michelle Josue. And the name of this documentary film that she made was entitled Nurse Unseen. It is a documentary that talks about the early history in regards to why Filipino nurses sprung up in the United States, in regards to some of the colonialism from the United States in the Philippines, and how nursing was also seen as a means of bettering not only one's life, but that of the family back home in the Philippines. It talks about this history that, in terms of nurses, dates back to the 1960s, I believe, specifically 1965, when more immigrants were coming to the country that possessed certain specific skills, such as the medical workforce, where you saw nurses come into the country of the United States of America. And as you fast forward through the course of this documentary, a documentary that was originally inspired by that of the director's aunt, who was a long-time nurse for, I believe, about 40 years of her life. And it goes, tells the story of the impact that nurses had during the unfortunate time here in world history of the global pandemic, COVID-19, and how these nurses, many of which were on a lot of the front lines, whether it be in California or New York, which were some of the epicenters of COVID-19, and some of the early deaths that were attributed to COVID-19 were those of nurses, as well as a nurse who was able to recover from it. And this event that took place last Thursday that also had the director, Michelle Josue, in attendance. She is directed a few other documentaries as well. There's one in regards to food that she has made, and hopefully in the near future we'll get Michelle Josue on the show. We were able to speak with her after the Minnesota screening of the film, and we'll bring you that interview next week here on the Filipino American National News, and possibly a few others, one other at least, maybe one more on top of that, but we will see if we're able to line up those other, more than likely brief interviews, but interviews as well with some notable Filipino Americans in the sports world. And next week, that interview with Michelle Josue, which runs about, I believe, 10 minutes or so, will be airing here on the Filipino American National News. So I believe the Super Bowl should be quite close to the end of the evening when our show, the Filipino American National News, comes on. So not only can you listen to the Filipino American National News, but you can also watch Filipino American Nico Regimio, who is a player on the Kansas City Chiefs. He was on their team last year, but unfortunately he was dealing with an injury, was on the injured list, but he also earned a Super Bowl ring, even though he didn't play a snap during the regular season. But he has made an impact in the playoffs with his punt returning and kick off returning skills. And then another interview that we will also be playing next week is that of Washington Wizards player development coach Peter Fusilero, who we were able to speak with last night at the Minnesota Timberwolves Washington Wizards game. We were able to speak with him about an hour before tip-off and talk to him about his experiences as a young coach in the NBA, his journey from Mount Prospect, Illinois, which is a suburb of the Chicagoland area, how he got into the field of coaching, and some of his influences on him as well. And that interview also will be running next week on the Filipino American National News. And hopefully as well, it's a big week in regards to Filipino-related American people of note coming to Minnesota in regards to the sports realm. Philippine Basketball Association legend Jimmy Alapong, who also is a player development coach who serves on the Sacramento Kings, will be having a game taking place tomorrow at the Target Center. The Sacramento Kings did fly into town, I believe, late last evening, and have been in town for a day or so. So hopefully we're able to touch base with Coach Alapong before their game tomorrow. And then if you're actually looking to see a Filipino-American of note, Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets take on the Minnesota Timberwolves on Thursday as well. But in regards to the community announcements, or the community announcement for the evening, this takes place next Saturday, February the 8th. And this is presented to you by the Phil Minnesotan Association, as they cordially invite you and your guests to the 46 presentation of Debutantes and Escorts, which will be taking place at the Radisson Blue Hotel, which is connected to the Mall of America that is located at 2100 Killebrew Drive in Bloomington, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact none other than Boo Dava at 763-528-5768. And as Boo Dava was very kindful to share some information with us here at the Filipino American National News, that the DJ for this event this coming year is a former escort himself, and the DJ is Warren Tropezado, who is part of the 2012 class of Debbie Johnson escorts, and the person doing the invocation this year is Angeline Natalin, who is from the 2023 class of debutantes and escorts. And for those of you that are looking to learn more about the Film Minnesota Association's Debutantes Ball, where it gives a perspective of not only some of the early pioneers of creating such event here in the Minnesota community, but some of the participants of the Debutantes Ball, ranging from the early 80s through the 90s through the 2000s, giving you their shared experience of positivity, of why it was a great event for them. For some of them, some of the drawbacks for them, and for others, how this was their first foray of really getting to know Filipino outside of their family in the community. And for a lot of them, it's a watershed moment of being a Filipino. But for right now, we are going to play our first song of the evening, and it's from that Grammy Award-winning artist by the name of Her. And the name of this track is The Journey.
All the times you thought you'd never make it through, felt just like the world just turned its back on you, didn't stop you. All the times you could have given in and given up, times you didn't know if you were strong enough, still you got through. Somehow it's all part of the plan, the journey, the journey, the journey. It's the journey. Times they thought that they could hold you back, but you've always known there was no chance of that. You're made too strong, and when you're gone with your heart, you can go farther than you'd ever thought possible. Prove them all wrong. It's a part of a bigger plan, journey. Journey. It's the
That was her with her song, The Journey. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. on 90.3 FM on your radio dial, as well as online at KFAI.org. And by searching the Filipino American National News, where our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. Also can find us via Google Play and the Apple Store by searching the KFI app. And you can also find us on both Instagram and Facebook. And if we're able to record our interviews via video, you will see those interviews on our Facebook page. But for right now, we're going to head over to our news desk. And this comes from GMA Network. Jesus, not his real name, has not gone to work for several days. He is employed in a building in Manhattan, New York, and is one of the thousands of undocumented immigrants being targeted by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, amid the ongoing crackdown on illegal residents in the U.S. under the new administration of President Donald Trump. According to Jesus, he campaigned for Trump during the last election. He has lived in the U.S. for over 2 decades. His employer had previously filed a petition for him, and the company went bankrupt, halting the process of legalizing his status. Jesus is a relative of one of the most powerful individuals in the Philippines, but he chose to remain in the U.S. For weeks, Jesus has been unable to send money to his family in the Philippines. Earning a living here is important because there are people depending on me in the Philippines. If no one relied on me, I'd just go home. But my life is already here, and I'm still able to help those in need. We just have to accept that life is really hard back home. Jesus finds it difficult to go to work because of his fear of being arrested. It's tough because you never know what will happen. Here in Queens, it can happen in an instant. How can you go to work if you suddenly find yourself surrounded by ICE? Jesus told GMA Integrated News in an exclusive interview. Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement are also conducting operations in New York, entering homes and establishments reporting to have undocumented immigrants. It's really worrying because we don't know what the country's leaders will enforce. I just hope he listens to us. We're not criminals. We're not thieves, Jesus added. The Filipino American League Defense and Education Fund, the FALDF, is currently working to assess and inform Filipinos about their rights. According to their executive director and immigration lawyer, Lucille Cobrador, it is crucial for those affected by the crackdown to understand their legal rights. Currently, FALDEF is conducting a Know Your Rights series. Part of this is to discuss the rights of undocumented immigrants. We explained what they need to consider, such as if someone knocks on their door claiming to be ICE agent, they shouldn't open the door unless the agent presents proper documentation, like a warrant or a notice to appear. If there's no valid document and they open the door, it becomes a problem because they allowed entry. Cobrador also advised Filipinos to always carry a valid identification to avoid issues if they encounter ICE agent in public spaces. ICE can immediately arrest anyone unable to present valid identification. They will ask about their immigration status. If they cannot produce a green card or immigration papers, such as an employment authorization or approval notice proving their status, they will face problems. Without those documents, they could be detained. And for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from another Grammy-nominated or award-winning artist, along with another Grammy award-winning artist. That is none other than Bruno Mars, along with Lady Gaga, with Die With a Smile.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm alive.
That was Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga with Die With a Smile. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News for this week. Just a reminder, next week we will be running our interviews with documentary film director Michelle Josue of Nurses Unseen, our interview with Washington Wizards development coach Pete Fosero, and maybe a few more. We will see how the week goes in regards to those other interviews. But for right now, we're going to play our last song of the evening, and it's from an artist that you might be surprised is actually a Grammy Award-winning singer. You know her for her acting career, but it's none other than Tia Carrere, who actually was in town last year, I believe, at the Dakota performing. And this is her song, I'm Still Here. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Baby, I know you haven't had it easy. It's hard to find a meaning, a reason for it all. You were always so strong, and suddenly it hit you.
like a cold hard wind on the first day of fall. All the pain you try to hide, I can see it in your eyes. And the words that you won't say, well, I hear them anyway. After all that we've been through, don't you think I know you? This is me you're talking to, and it's okay. I'm still here, I'll never go. You'll always have a place with me, I need you so. Baby, I'm yours if you want me to be. All I ever wanted was to have you here with me. So baby, have no fear, I'm still here. Alone, my welcoming arms are aching to hold you. My morning star, let me bring you back home. You wonder if I break, how much more of this I can take. But the proof is in my touch and the strength. I will never lose my faith, no matter where that road may take us. Always know that you're safe with me. I'm still here, I'll never go. You'll always have a place with me.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
Winter is here. Ramsey County winter warming spaces are open every night between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. now through March. These spaces are available to anyone in need of a place to warm up overnight. If you or someone you know need a place to warm up overnight, call 651-266-1035 between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. That's 651-266-1035. To find out more, visit ramseycounty.us/warming spaces.